So here's a sample individual therapy progress note for a child case. For therapy, we have a procedure code of 90834. Appointment duration is 52 minutes, and other time, which is the note writing time, is 9 minutes. The goal is verbatim from the client treatment plan. So it reads, client will reduce angry outbursts such as throwing objects, breaking household items, yelling, and physically fighting with peers from 7 days a week to 4 days a week. In the interventions section, the blue phrases highlight the active interventions that tie directly back to the treatment goal. Notice that these interventions go beyond behaviors and into the exploration of feelings and challenging of thoughts. So it reads that this therapist introduced an art project to assist the client with identifying body signals, discussed basic anger management techniques, challenged her cognitive distortions, explored the onset to her angry outbursts, and assisted her with elaborating on her thoughts and feelings. In response, in purple, are the progress statement and the functional impairment statement. So the client stated that she continues to exhibit angry outbursts approximately 6 days a week. These behaviors put her at risk of suspension from school and interfere with developing positive interpersonal relationships. And the rest of the response section is a basic description of how the client actually responded to the interventions that are identified on the note. In the plan in green, we see what the therapist will address at the next session and what the client will do between sessions. As you take a minute to read the note in its entirety, please ask yourself, are the interventions addressing the goals? Are the interventions active and clear? Does the response section include progress in treatment that is clear, and is that functional impairment identified relevant to what is discussed in that session?